The attackers invaded the communities on motorbikes, killing 32 and injuring many more. Commissioner for Internal Security in Kaduna State in a statement said the situation would have been worse, but for Air Force personnel who engaged the gunmen and forced them to retreat. Locals in the area say the victims have been buried and the affected communities are now deserted. This information has just been released about the incident which happened last Sunday. The same day, 50 people were killed when a Catholic church was attacked in southwest Nigeria. President Muhammadu Buhari has called for better cooperation between security agencies to help end insecurity in the country. He has also directed the agencies to shoot anyone in illegal possession of weapons as the government clamps down on criminal gangs and terrorists who refuse to surrender. Tessem Akende, Jos.